The dining and nightlife scene of the Brew City can unsurprisingly be an alcohol-centric world, but not everyone wants to live up to Wisconsin's reputation as the drunkest state in America.
Alcohol has become this pervasive element of our lives that, okay, if I'm going out to eat, I'm going to get a cocktail, I'm going to get a beer, I'm going to get a wine. Even if you don't even want that thing, even if the alcohol is not what you're going for, it's just become an almost knee-jerk reaction to being out.
Owner of Discourse Coffee, Ryan Castellas, is a barista and a mixologist. He says that although NA beverages are important options for people who strictly avoid alcohol, they're not the largest customer base for the distillers of non-alcoholic spirits.
Sober people are probably 10 to 15% of the market share. Really, the people that these companies are marketing to is people who have chosen sobriety for a round, or an evening, or a week, or a month.
And as for the term mocktail,
it is the most damaging and deleterious word in this space. To call something a mocktail is literally saying it's mocking cocktails. It's making fun of a cocktail.
More and more restaurants in the Milwaukee area are making efforts to be inclusive of the decision to be sober, whether it's a permanent lifestyle or a choice for the day or the week.
I've been fortunate to help create awareness, promote, and highlighting what it means to normalize not drinking.
Eric Kennedy chose to stop drinking about 8 years ago, and he's since been on a quest to find the best non-alcoholic options for beer, wine, and cocktails in Milwaukee. Kennedy helps Visit Milwaukee keep track of which restaurants and bars are offering more than a juice or a Shirley Temple as alternatives.
Those NA distilled spirits, to me, they still taste like a bourbon, or they have hints of a tequila or whiskey.
Kennedy says the places with the best non-alcoholic options use high-quality ingredients and feature NA options just as prominently as alcohol on a menu.
And unfortunately, we're still in that space of, if I don't see it on the menu, I'm going to potentially be nervous to ask about it because I don't want to get called out, or I don't want to have this ongoing intrusive potentially conversation about, why are you not drinking, right?
One place you will definitely not encounter that question is Inmoxicated in Racine. The dry bar, or as manager Jeff Gustin calls it, a SoBar, is 100% alcohol-free.
Our top three drinks would probably be the Smoked Old Fashioned, which is your Wisconsin classic, and we put a smoke top on it and smoke it with oak chips right before it's served. And then a blackberry sage refresher, and probably a prickly pear margarita.
The SoBar is also a safe place for someone who might be sober curious or is struggling with a form of alcoholism but doesn't feel ready to try a program like AA.
They can get back to the fun things they used to do without having to worry about alcohol being present. We say a no regrets nightlife. It's because you're going to remember everything.
This winter, a new bar concept called Equal Parts is coming to the Discourse Coffee Shop in downtown Milwaukee. Castellas says the bar will offer over a dozen specialty cocktails that are identical in every way but the alcohol content.
You're going to be handed the same menu. You're going to receive the same glassware. You're going to receive the same garnish. The drinks are going to look very similar. And really, the only difference is going to be whether or not your drink contains or does not contain alcohol.
Kennedy, Gustin, and Castellas all agree that alcohol is not the ingredient that defines a cocktail.
Cocktail is a thoughtful composition of two or more ingredients that create a sum that is better than its parts.
Cheers to a more inclusive bar scene in Milwaukee. For WTMJ News, I'm Jessica Gatso.